Book 2, Canto 10, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind, pages 243 to 245. In those bright realms are mind's first forward steps. Ignorant of all but eager to know all, its curious slow inquiry there begins. Ever its searching grasps at shapes around, ever it hopes to find out greater things. Ardent and golden-reamed with sunrise fires, alert it lives upon invention's verge. Yet all it does is on an infant's scale, as if the cosmos were a nursery game, mind, life, the playthings of a titan's babe. As one it works who builds a mimic fort, miraculously stable for a while, made of the sands upon a blank of time, mid an occult eternity's shoreless sea. A small keen instrument the great puissance chose, an arduous pastime passionately pursues. To teach the ignorance is a difficult charge. Her thought starts from an original nascent void, and what she teaches she herself must learn, arousing knowledge from its sleepy lair. For knowledge comes not to us as a guest, called into our chamber from the outer world. A friend and inmate of our secret self, it hid behind our minds and fell asleep, and slowly wakes beneath the blows of life. The mighty demon lies unshaped within. To evoke, to give it form, is nature's task. All was a chaos of the true and false. Mind sought amid deep mists of nescience. It looked within itself, but saw not God. A material interim diplomacy denied the truth that transient truths might live, and hid the deity in creed and guess, that the world ignorance might grow slowly wise. This was the imbroglio made by a sovereign mind, looking from a gleam ridge into the night. In her first tamperings with inconscience, its alien dusk baffles her luminous zeal. Her rapid hands must learn a cautious zeal. Only a slow advance the earth can bear. Yet was her strength unlike the unseeing earth's, compelled to handle makeshift instruments invented by the life force and the flesh. Earth all perceives through doubtful images, all she conceives in hazardous jets of sight, small lights kindled by touches of groping thought. Incapable of the soul's direct inlook, she sees by spasms and solders knowledge scrap, makes truth the slave girl of her indigence, expelling nature's mystic unity, cuts into quantum and mass the moving all. She takes for measuring rod her ignorance. In her own domain a pontiff and a seer, that greater power with her half-risen son, wrought within limits but possessed her field. She knew by a privilege of thinking force and claimed an infant sovereignty of sight. In her eyes, however darkly fringed, was lit the archangel's gaze who knows inspired his acts and shapes a world in its far-seeing flame. In her own realm she stumbles not nor fails, but moves in boundaries of subtle power across which mind can step towards the sun. A candidate for a higher suzerainty, a passage she cut through from night to light and searched for an ungrasped omniscience.